Support comes from Mosby Building Arts, on a mission to create remodeling experiences worthy of 5-star online reviews. See the difference at callmosby.com.
This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha. Country music has been and continues to be big. In 2023, one-third of Billboard's year-end Top 100 chart were categorized in the genre. And according to Hit Songs Deconstructed, an online source that tracks songwriting trends and analytics, country music was the most popular music genre in 2025, surpassing hip-hop and pop, which have dominated the charts for decades. There's definitely something to the crossover appeal of music superstars like Beyoncé and Taylor Swift, but there's more to it than that. More and more listeners are streaming country music, and country artists are selling out tours, concert series played in arenas before thousands of excited fans. Here in St. Louis, a city that loves its music, there's a growing country music scene. Skylar Finan, who performs as Skylar Townsend, has always loved listening to country. And after some encouragement from friends, she released music she's created with her debut album, Hit the Ground Runnin', which came out in November of 2025. And she joins us in studio now to take us behind the scenes of her project. Skylar Townsend, welcome to St. Louis on the Air.
Thank you for having me.
So Skylar, this is your debut, as we just noted, and I understand that it happened somewhat spontaneously. So how did you come to write Hit the Ground Runnin'?
I started writing Hit the Ground Running several years ago. It kind of spawned out of boredom and wanting to push myself to do something new and exciting. And I happened to have a bunch of friends that wanted to help me with it. So it literally hit the ground running, and it just keeps going.
What pushed you then, from what you wrote into the studio to record?
So one of my friends runs a recording studio out of his basement in his house, and he had heard the demos that I had started with and said, wow, I would really love to produce these for you. Let's get in the studio and record them, which was only going to be like two demos, has turned into a 7-track EP now. And it was just like, we're just adding and adding and adding, and like, that'll eventually be something a little bit bigger.
Mm-hmm. When he said that to you, did you think, you're nuts?
Absolutely. I said, you got to be kidding me. Like, you want me to come in to your studio and record these songs and like sing on this track, and you want to play instruments to it? He was like, yeah, absolutely. So for me, that was wild to even be suggested. But then once we got in there, the way that it started was he didn't have as much recording stuff yet set up. It was kind of like a new project for him as well. And by the end of the album, he actually has like amped up the recording studio, like equipment and everything. The first track that we recorded, I was singing in the water heater closet.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
To like damp the noise. Like, right, I was singing right to a microphone in his water heater closet. And by the time we were done with the album, we're sitting here with like fully like professional. Well, not that the water heater closet wasn't professional. It was fine. It sounds great. Everybody loves the song. But like full equipment, like nicer, much nicer stuff.
So you have something to do with the development of the studio too.
Yeah. I feel like I could claim that I helped him out a little bit, but I think that's also just Sam Golden. It's called Holiday Heart Studios, but I think that's just him being talented and amazing on his own.
That's a lot to come out of boredom.
Yeah.
So Hit the Ground Running is your debut album.
Yes.
But this is not the first time you've performed, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Tell us about the performances that you've done.
So I do music booking at Yaki's on Cherokee. It's a jazz wine and pizza bar. I've worked there for 10 years this year, and I book all the music. So I'm around musicians and music all the time, like pretty much almost 7 days a week, all year long. And when I started singing for the first time in front of people, I had my debut performance there with my friend Ryan Koenig, who's also on this album. And he is actually one of the people that got, like, was like, you should do this. And it was the scariest thing ever. I have terrible stage fright. Not so much anymore, now that I've been doing it for a while. But I ended up singing a cover song with him there. And then he had invited me to perform with him at his end of the year show at Focal Point, which I'll be doing that again.
How did it feel to be on stage after being responsible for so much booking? And is part of the reason you were hesitant because you'd seen so many talented people before you?
Yes, that was a huge factor with that. I don't really know how to describe it, but like, I don't want to like feel like I'm like cosplaying or something, and like, they're all so talented, and it's kind of like intimidating in a way, you know, like, I'm gonna get up here and everyone's gonna be like, oh, that's just the lady that books the music, like. Of course she's going to let herself come up here and do this. But it's just something I really enjoy.
Yeah. Well, let's hear some of the music from this debut album. This is the title track. It's Hit the Ground Running by Skylar Townsend.
When she was a child, she was a little bit wild, always looking for adventure to come. In her small town, not much came around. She had to make up her own fun. People there didn't get her. They're a little bit bitter. She always knew she'd be all right. As soon as she could leave and be fancy free on a South City Saturday night. Oh yeah, she really hit the ground running. Oh girl, you really hit the ground running. Oh yeah, she really hit the ground.
And that was Hit the Ground Running, the titular track from Skylar Townsend's debut album. So Skylar, Hit the Ground Running, there's some vivid storytelling here. And that's what a lot of great country music is known for. And there is a place setting that puts us in St. Louis, where the unnamed character here is out being, quote, fancy free on a South City Saturday night. Is any of this autobiographical?
So actually, this song was written for me by Kelly Everett, who is a member of the Goldenrods and also a member of my band.
Oh.
She also plays in a band called the Hoot and Hollers. But she, the way that she wrote this song is she was on tour with the Hoot and Hollers and listened to music that she calls Skylar songs, which is predominantly like 90s country music.
Okay.
She sat in the van and listened to 90s country music for 6 hours straight on their tour and ended up writing that song. And I think it might be a little autobiographical for her, but I think she was also like using parallels to like just like our friendship and how she knows me. And I just think that was really, really neat that she sat there and wrote a song for me to perform.
Mm-hmm. How did you feel to sing that?
It was really hard.
It was.
Mm-hmm. She stood in front of me and directed me the way that she wanted it to be done. Like, I call her band mom. Like,
okay.
She'll stand in front of me when we're recording and be like, I'm moving my arms around.
Yeah. Okay. So 90s country music then is something that reminds your friends and bandmates of you. Are there particular artists that you really loved?
Mm-hmm. Leanne Rimes and Sarah Evans are two of the chicks I grew up listening to. Obviously, like, Reba, Garth Brooks, like the, you know, the George Strait, like the 90s guys.
Oh, right. How was that music introduced to you? Were you hearing it, you know, at home? Were a lot of your friends into it? Like, did you have older siblings or maybe cousins or something like that?
So my dad really, he had a Chicks CD, the Chicks. He had that in his car and it was stuck in the CD player. So when we were in the car, it would just play over and over and over again. And I would like learn, teach myself how to like sing along to it in my head kind of. Or, like, kind of quietly, because I was like, I'm not going to sing in front of anybody.
Are these karaoke songs that you'd sing to?
Oh, I have, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
So the composition of this song, Hit the Ground Running, it's really layered. And even though this is a debut album, this does not sound like, you know, as I said, karaoke or like an amateur effort. So who are we hearing on the drums and the guitar, you know, background vocals?
For that particular track, it is John Holleran on the drums, Ryan Koenig's on lap steel for that. And then Sam Golden is playing guitar, Kelly's playing bass, me, Sam, Kelly on group vocals, me on main vocals, and then, yeah. Sam and Ryan are like taking turns on guitar somehow, somewhere there.
It sounds like a lot of people then. So how does that reflect where the country music scene is here in St. Louis?
I mean, it's pretty small. So there's a lot of like Hunter Peoples is one of the guys that does it. There's his little group of bandmates and friends. They're really great. Goldenrods are a good example of that. There are some other people that play down in Soulard that are really great. I think Sean Cannon kind of does a little bit of that. And then I wanted to like add to what I felt was like maybe missing a little bit, like with the Western swing, country two-step style type Tex-Mex stuff. So that was kind of also what inspired me. It was like, this is kind of small. Like, I feel like we could expand it a little more in this way. But it was just really, it's a really tight-knit community. So if somebody needs something, like, or you want to record something, like, you've got a great tiny little group of people to choose from. And they're all pretty helpful and reasonable.
Mm-hmm. And people wanting to pull you into this group.
Mm-hmm.
We need to take a quick break, but when we come back, we'll listen to more of Skylar Townsend's debut album, Hit the Ground Running. This is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio. Let's return to our conversation with Skylar Townsend, a country musician whose debut album, Hit the Ground Runnin', came out in November of last year. Let's jump right back in with music. This is Honest by Skylar Townsend. And that was Honest from Skylar Townsend's debut album, Hit the Ground Runnin'. This song, I can't help but sing along with it. When you shared this with your friends, what were their reactions to it?
all of my friends get annoyed with me because I write earworm songs. That's what they're like, it's stuck in my head. Okay. My coworkers will come to work and be like, I have Honest stuck in my head again. I'm just like, I'm sorry.
Oh, but
it's
not
a good song.
Yeah, right. Was there some, you know, experience or something that inspired this song?
I think it's just really about knowing when something has, like, ran its course, whether that's a relationship or, like, something that you've been working on, like a project or anything along those lines. Like, it's really just, like, self-actualization that, like, okay, like, maybe this isn't what I need to be doing right now.
Mm-hmm. You wrote this song back when the pandemic was at its peak. You talked about that earlier. So we're talking like 5 to 6 years ago. Has your understanding of this song, you know, what it can mean, changed over the years?
Yeah, I think when I listen to the lyrics, like when I first wrote it, I was like, oh, it's kind of like a breakup song, but like just realizing like, it's like, you know, it's ran its course. But then like now, like I view it more so of like choosing myself over a situation that like just no longer suited the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The last song that we're going to listen to comes from this debut album, and it is called Coming Up Roses. Let's hear some of it.
I'm coming up roses, you're coming up short. You're a liar and a loser, you're my last resort. I'm picking up the pieces, you're falling apart. Hoping I don't have to work too hard to mend this broken heart.
And that is Coming Up Roses from Skylar Townsend's debut album, Hit the Ground Runnin'. So more storytelling. What I'm getting from the song is that there is someone who has seriously fumbled a good thing with a significant other. And it sounds like you were singing this to the person who may have inspired Coming Up Roses. So was there a particular person, was there, like, I almost see this speaking to Honest in a way, like maybe it came after.
I did write this after Honest, but this isn't particularly based on anything. It's just kind of like the way I sing it is meant to like be engaging. So I wrote it in the back of the Goldenrods van coming back from a out-of-town show, just give myself something to do. But I just, you know, got the way I write, I get like a little like tune in my head, and then I'm have like lyrics that I think sound good, and then I'll be like, okay, does this work with this, and kind of just like mash them up together. So it just kind of came out of like notes in my phone, really.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not directly correlated.
You told producer Maya Norfleet that you were motivated to write music that you and your friends could go out and dance to. Do you think there isn't enough of that kind of music these days?
It's a St. Louis thing, honestly. And they don't, like, when you go to country shows here, people don't dance. Like, in Austin and in Nashville, if you go out to see live music, people are dancing, like, partner dancing. And here in that scene, like, that does not happen. And I just really wanted to make something that would, like, make people want to dance
mm-hmm.
more.
And I believe that there was something that happened here in town when you were at Del Mar Hall where you kind of experienced some of that, right?
Yeah. Me and my friend went to go see Margot Price play at Delmar Hall, and she and I were literally the only two people dancing.
Okay.
Everybody's just kind of standing around, like, with their arms crossed. And I'm like, that's not what this music is for. Mm. It's for, like, it's made to move to in that way. Or, like, do something, emote. Do anything, people. Like, yeah. They're just standing around. I was like, But it's something that we see all the time at shows here. Even, like, off-Broadway, smaller venues, Golden Record. I wish that people would dance more. It's not so scary. It's fun to move to.
Maybe that's something that you can get started then.
I try to.
Do you think there's something about St. Louis that makes folks feel a little more reserved? It's just maybe just a habit they need to start to establish?
I feel like it's kind of because it's such a small, big city, and everybody kind of knows each other, like, in those different, like, caveats and groups. And I feel like they're, like, worried someone's going to be like, oh, they're looking at me. And it's like, trust me, no one's looking at you. We just want you to have a good time. Like, it's okay.
Okay. With an album, then, I'm guessing that there's more music to come.
Yeah. So my idea when I started this was that this is the EP. It's 7 songs. And then once I get 3 more songs written, I'm going to record those and I'm going to do a re-release on vinyl. So it'll have 5 on each side. So it'll be the 7 original songs plus 3 more at least. Maybe 2 more than that. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But it'll be a re-release on vinyl eventually.
Yeah.
That was my goal.
Why vinyl?
I just think it's cool, honestly.
And it doesn't get stuck in the car.
No, it doesn't get stuck in the car. I think there's something really beautiful about designing like a vinyl album, like from the cover to like the inserts to even like the record itself. Like, I just wanted to have that for me to like say that I did that.
Mm-hmm.
And accomplish something.
Yeah. What has been the most rewarding about people's responses, not only to the album and the songs, but to your performances?
Honestly, I've been shocked, like taken aback. Like, I'm like, what? even being invited on this program, I was like, what do you mean? People want to talk to me on the radio? Like, that was crazy. It's amazing, though.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really, really proud of myself. And everybody that's in my circle, and they're all really proud of me, too. So it's just like I've had nothing but positive responses about it. And it's been the most surprising part.
Mm-hmm.
I was not expecting people to like it that much.
Well, congratulations. Skylar Townsend is a singer-songwriter from St. Louis. Her debut album, Hit the Ground Runnin', is now streaming on music platforms. Thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
This episode was produced by Maya Norfleet and edited by Darius Varner, with audio engineering from Aaron Dorr.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thanks.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri, St. Louis.
The Gateway brings you the day's news each weekday from around the St. Louis region and the state capitals in Jefferson City.
Our schools are accredited. We don't need this bill.
And Springfield.
How many more years must pass before lawmakers see time is of the essence?
I'm Abby Larico. Join me each weekday for The Gateway on the STLPR app or wherever you get podcasts.